Timbo Sounds a Culture.
Hi, this is Kenny.
And Amanda Smith from Nashville, Tennessee.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Jalen,
and Amanda Smith from Nashville, Tennessee.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Oh,
be. You just haunt my memory, baby, all night long.
All night long.
Yes, all night long.
All night long.
And no matter what I try and do, baby, I can't get along with you. I say all night long.
All night long.
Yes, all night long.
All night long.
Oh, I stay awake. I cry all night. You know they call that a sin. Yes, but they don't know the kind of fix that you got me in. How can you be so mean to me, baby, after the way that you treated me? I mean all night long.
All night long.
Yes, all night long.
All night long.
Do it, boy.
Just follow us and crown all of the lane. Clock is kind of a ruin. flared mighty swords. And so for fighting a shot they knew to scar a bell and conquer a reform young lady. Dancing Baton Rouge. Now ain't life
just like a cul-de-sac. I'm a Texas boy and I'm going back as soon as I catch my breath in Baton Rouge. Playing Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. I'm gonna get me some alligator shoes. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge.
Unused prescription opioid pain medicines can spell trouble. They can spell risk if taken by someone they weren't prescribed for, harm if accidentally taken by a child or pet, or overdose if they're not used as directed. Safely dispose of opioids before they can hurt your family. Find a drug take-back option such as medicine drop boxes. You may find these in your community, at local pharmacies or police stations. Visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Saint with a at the end. But every single time I feel a little stronger. They tell me it's a crime. Well, how much longer?
Right. Hey Pittsburgh, this is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.
Yeah. gets me crying. Police and thieves. Police, police and thieves.
land is your land. This land is my land. From California, well, to the New York Island. From the Redwood Forest to the Gulfstream waters. I tell you, this land was made for you.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines, such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh.
getting worse. Definitely. It's obvious. You see displacement, people not finding places to stay. People got displaced from the South, from Daya, from Becca Valley, and even from areas of our fellow Christians. They as well got displaced.
Lebanon is in a state of crisis as Israel intensifies its war. Video has emerged of Israel blowing up an entire village. Meanwhile, the death toll from an Israeli attack on a municipal building has risen to at least 16, including the town's mayor. We'll go to Beirut for the latest. Then, as aid groups warn Israel is wiping northern Gaza off the map, the Biden administration is threatening to cut military assistance to Israel, but not for at least 30 days.
Given you are already saying humanitarian assistance is very low and putting in front of Israel a bunch of concrete measures on how to improve it, why are you waiting for another 30 days to implement the law?
Because we believe it's appropriate to give them a chance to cure the problem.
We'll speak to former State Department official Josh Paul, who resigned in protest last year. He's just launched a lobbying organization called A New Policy. Then we'll look at Israel's threat to launch retaliatory strikes against Iran as fears grow of a broader regional war. All that and more coming up. Welcome to Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, the War and Peace Report. I'm Nermeen Sheikh. Israel's two-week-long siege on northern Gaza continues. Rescue workers say dozens of bodies remain buried under collapsed buildings in Jabalia, where Israeli strikes earlier today on a UN-run school sheltering displaced Palestinians killed at least 19 people, including children. Hospitals warn food and fuel is running out. Dr. Hossam Abu Safia, director of Kamal Adwan Hospital, recorded this video late last night.
The nursery is full of cases. They are critical cases in nature. This baby here was only a few hours old when his mother was targeted right after giving birth. So his mother, father, and grandmother were martyred. This baby is now alone and has an injury to his head, which led to a secondary infection, and now he is receiving the needed treatment.
At the UN Security Council Wednesday, U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas Greenfield suggested the U.S. would start to demand evidence from Israel it is not intentionally starving Palestinians.
Policy of starvation in northern Gaza would be horrific and unacceptable and would have implications under international law and U.S. law. The government of Israel has said that this is not their policy, that food and other essential supplies will not be cut off, and we will be watching to see that Israel's actions on the ground match this statement.
This comes as a new report by Politico reveals a top Biden administration official told aid groups in late August that the U.S. would not restrict arms and funding to Israel, even if Israel blocked food and other aid from entering Gaza. Lise Grand, Biden's special envoy for Middle East humanitarian issues, reportedly told the heads of over a dozen aid groups the U.S. would never, quote, hold anything back that Israel wants, unquote. Inside Gaza, Palestinians say Israel's deliberate man-made famine has been evident for months. This is Karam Safi, a displaced Palestinian in Khan Yunus, who's been working with aid groups to provide food to up to 16,000 people.
Due to the closure of the aid crossings and the permanent siege of the north and south, we were compelled to distribute these lentils and with very simple resources and capabilities so that we can serve these people. I expect a very big catastrophe, a very big catastrophe. I mean, of a special kind. Why? Because most of the adults and children will die of hunger, and the Israelis are doing this intentionally. They are carrying out this siege to kill the people one way or another, not by strikes, but by famine. The goal is to humiliate the Palestinian people.
Meanwhile, UNRWA,